Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is the Prayer Closet. It's that half hour we take out of each day to lift up your needs, cares, concerns before the Lord, or when the morning show goes over the 15 minutes. But don't worry, we will have plenty of time for your prayers. We always make time for your prayer. So if you have a prayer request, share it with us. Let us know. We want to pray for you today. 419-389-0893. 419-389-0893. Or prayer@yeshome.com. Either way, let us know what your need is. It could be something big. Maybe it's something small. That's okay. Right? We're called to bring everything in our lives before the Lord. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information, so don't let that hinder you or keep you from getting the prayer that you need. If you feel like it's personal, that's okay. You don't even have to tell us who you are when you call in. We just want to pray for you. We want you to get the prayer that you need. So, unless you would specifically ask us to, we'd never give out your name. Occasionally, people do ask us to name, and we will, but unless you specifically ask, we always keep it anonymous. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. Lord, we do thank you for this day. Thank you that we have this opportunity to come together, to pray for one another, to encourage each other, to share the hope of the gospel, and to share the hope that we have in you. And that we have this hope because you are a good and gracious Father who calls us into your presence, who is there for us. He was there to meet us and to help us and to encourage us so that we can always know and always trust that we have help in every situation. So, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all glory this day and pray this in your name. Amen. Once again, 419-389-0893. Or prayer@yeshome.com, and let us know what your need is so we can pray for you today. And we were talking earlier to Dr. Reno and talking about youth and the challenges facing our youth, challenges facing our families. And one of the things he talked about was hope. One of the challenges that we have of finding hope without faith, and that what we're seeing, a lot of what we're seeing in our country today, is really a sign of hopelessness. It's a sign of hopelessness because without faith, we can't have hope. That apart from faith in Jesus Christ, there is no hope. The Bible says that we were created for him. And Colossians tells us that everything was made by him and for him. That we exist for Jesus. We exist to know him. We exist to be in relationship with him. That this is our purpose. This is where we find our meaning and our fulfillment, and our joy, and our contentment. And apart from that, there's never going to be a hope. But so many people don't know that truth. They don't know that they were made for something. But more important, that they were made for someone. Someone who loves them and cares for them. They were made for them. You think about the relationship of the family. And families are people who are made for each other. Why do parents have such deep ties to their children? Well, in a sense, those children were made for them. They came from them and they're made for them. In the same way that we come from God and are made for God. They share our DNA and and who we are. And God made us, and we share in his image. And in the same way that a parent loves their child because they're a reflection of them, God loves us because we are a reflection of him. And he made us for him, to know him, and to find that hope and that strength in him. But without that knowledge, without that, there is no hope. And without hope, we don't have the ability to face the trials that are set before us. 1 Thessalonians 1, Paul writes this. We always thank God for all of you, mentioning you in all our prayers, chapter 1, verse 2. We continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. In this little opening, he's commending the Thessalonian church. This was a church that was filled with hope. The work produced by faith, the labor compelled by love, the endurance inspired by hope. Their faith had given them a purpose and a work to do. Their love compelled them to do it. And their hope gave them the ability to endure, even when that work was hard and challenging. You know, sometimes the work of God is hard and challenging in our lives. Sometimes the work God calls us to is hard and challenging. It's hard to endure it. How can we? Through hope. Through the hope that gives us the strength to endure. So that we are not alone. So we know that there is a good outcome ahead of us. So we know that we will be victorious. Because it's hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. It's hope in Jesus who will sustain us. Jesus who promised us victory. Jesus who promised to return for us. Jesus who promised to take us where he is. Jesus who promised eternal life to us. Forgiveness of sins. Told us that no one could snatch us out of his hands. The Jesus whom nothing can separate us from his love. And because of this, because of who he is, and because of his great promises to us, we can have that hope that will help us to endure and accomplish the work that he's given to us. But it's a hope rooted in faith. Rooted in our faith in Jesus and our trust in him. It shouldn't surprise us that as our country turns away from God, it's also losing hope. What is our hope for the future? It's Jesus. What's the hope for your life? It's Jesus. Wherever you're at and whatever situation you're in right now, whatever challenge you're facing, if you are feeling despairing, if you are feeling hopeless, if you are feeling overwhelmed, turn to Jesus. Turn to Christ. Call out to him. Cry out to him. Call into the show. Share, text it. Send it to us. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. Share it with us. We'll pray together with you. And we'll lift it up before the Lord. We'll give it to Christ. We'll give it to Jesus. And in him, when you trust in him, you will find the hope necessary for your soul. It is the Prayer Closet, 419-389-0893. Call or text to that number, 419-389-0893, or prayer@yeshome.com. And we have a couple of requests in. Now, as we mentioned, we always keep our requests anonymous unless you would specifically ask us to give out your name. And this particular caller did. It's Ron. Ron asked for us to give his name out because he'd like folks to be praying with him. And he's asking for guidance as he's in a program called Emerge Discipleship Intensive School. And he's in for the school year 2020-2021. And just praying for guidance through that and that it would be the best year I have growing in the Lord and in community. Lord, we do lift Ron up to you as he heads into Emerge Discipleship training. And Lord, we do pray that you'll bless him in these studies and bless him in this work, that you will draw him ever closer to you through it, that you'll strengthen him, that you will just deepen his walk with you, deepen his understanding and knowledge of you, deepen his faith in you. Lord, that it will be a great year, a landmark year in his life as he grows and you do the work of Christ-like formation in him. And so we lift him up to you and pray you'll bless him as he commits himself to growing in you and learning from you. And we pray this in your name. Amen. And another listener writing in saying, just needing prayer. They want to start personal fasting and just need some help getting started and to hear God's word for them through that. Lord, we do lift this listener up to you and pray that you will help them as they're committing themselves to this spiritual discipline of fasting and desiring to grow deeper, to hear from you through this discipline. And Lord, we know that you often speak during times of fasting is a time when people dedicate themselves to hear from you and to focus upon you. And so, Lord, we pray that you will help her in this time. Help her to begin this discipline in her life. Help her to grow in it, to be faithful in it. And, Lord, she would indeed hear the word that you need to speak to her. She would hear that word that she's seeking from you. As you give her guidance and direction and speak to her heart during this time. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Well, thanks so much for tuning in to the Prayer Closet. Remember, if you ever have a prayer request, 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. And you can call here in our studio Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. There's always folks in here. Be happy to pray with you at 419-240-1937. Or go online to our website, yeshome.com. Click on the Chat Now button. Get connected to a live online spiritual coach for a live online chat session. God bless everybody. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow on The Prayer Closet.